This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, that was an interesting 18 or so hours in the global markets, wasn't it? No sooner had we finished up an explainer on how the markets can price things in if it knows those things are coming than something came that the markets somehow were not expecting. There was the missile attack last night, then a not really too belligerent statement from President Trump this morning, and somehow, everything was fine. We've called Amy Myers Jaffe for some context on this. She is a longtime Middle East analyst, also now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let's do a quick gut check. You heard this news last night. I'm sure you, as I and many other people, checked the futures market. What was your initial reaction?
Well, I think that it makes sense that the markets calm down afterwards. Of course, we're hoping for a peaceful outcome for conflict resolution. But I think the markets may be a little optimistic in the sense that there's a long road to hoe here on a very long and stubborn conflict in the Middle East. So maybe people were a little too optimistic.
This is, if I could go to my Donald Rumsfeld dictionary, this is the very definition of unknown unknowns, right? Yes, the president was moderately diplomatic today, but there's so much yet to come.
There's a lot of water that needs to be crossed, and I think the markets reflect that in the price of gold. Now, of course, gold is also strong because we're expecting a U.S.-China trade deal, and we're expecting a weaker dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I do think that that hefty gold price reflects the sentiment that we're not out of the woods yet.
Talk to me about oil for a second, would you? It kind of makes sense that it's down hard today, long term, though.
I know that all the analysts are saying long term down for oil, but my feeling is there's still a lot of geopolitical risk to be had. We still have tremendous unrest on the ground. If the Iraqi population is unhappy with the way things go, you know, you could see oil workers decide that they're going to join the anti-government protesters. Or if there's a breakdown in negotiations between the United States, Iran, and Iraq, and the United States, quote unquote, gets kicked out, you could see sanctions on Iraq's oil, because Iraq has been doing these swaps with Iran, these energy swaps with Iran, and that would be a logical next step if things break down.
Are you conned at all by the fact that the United States is such a major producer of oil now?
That helps me from the point of view of worrying about the U.S. economy. If the price of oil goes way up, there are many states that benefit now because we have so many states that are oil producing that didn't used to be oil producing. And of course, our trade deficit isn't as badly hurt. The problem is, you know, you and I, we might not take a road trip this summer if oil prices are very high. And also, we know from past oil shocks that Americans stop buying cars when the price of gasoline is going up. And of course, that would be very bad for the economy because that's a big part of the GDP of the United States.
Okay, so short to medium term, what are you watching?
Well, I'm watching sort of how it plays out, of course, in the Middle East. I think that's a very major risk. I want to see that the U.S.-China trade deal comes forward and in what form. And then I think the markets, you know, The Eurasia Group, which is a geopolitical risk organization, says the United States is the number one geopolitical risk in the world today. So I do think the U.S. election, depending on which way it swings, could be a major feature in financial markets. So I think we have to watch that very closely.
Eurasia Group co-founder Ian Bremmer, of course, you can hear on the Marketplace Morning Report all the time. Amy Myers Jaffe, she's at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Amy, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time and your thoughts.
Thank you, Kai.